in September, would you say takes in them to
starts again?
Okay. And if the boy doesn't feel like going to class one day, he might just want to. You might go fishing or just, but you call that more. Okay.
And a person goes to school to get a what?
Education.
Okay.
And Marcia goes to what?
She goes to college.
Okay.
And in the schoolroom, the children sit at a what and write?
Desk.
Okay. And a whole room full of them would be several what?
Desk.
Okay. And if you wanted to check out a book, you might go to the
library.
Okay. If you wanted to mail a letter, you'd go to the.
Now, from the school lab?
No, just.
Oh, from the mailbox.
I'm sorry, I jumped at, mm-hmm. jumped on you there from one place to the other. If you wanted to see a movie or something, you might go to the what?
Theater.
Okay. And if you got sick, they might take you to the.
Hospital.
Okay, and a lady in white there who would kind of wait on you would be a what?
A nurse.
Okay. And if you wanted to ride on the train, you'd have to go to the what?
Statue.
Okay. Do they ever have anybody ride trains anymore?
Hardly. Most railroads have not even got no passenger train.
I was thinking about that. I was driving back from visiting my parents, and I passed down. I didn't see any passenger cars.
They ain't hardly any now, but from Miami to Chicago and New York.
That's really a shame. That used to be really a fine way to travel. And I feel a lot safer on the train than I do flying.
About 5 years ago, we was in California, went out to visit my daughter that lived there, didn't we?
Marcia, ma'am.
Well, we went back with them. We stayed out there, I don't know, 3 weeks or a month. Well, when we got ready to come home, we came on the train. It took us 60 hours to come from Scott, from L.A. to Birmingham. 60 hours.
60 hours. That's a long time.
It sure is.
Well, did you have a sleeping car and everything?
No, but you could let the seats back, and we made it just fine.
I bet you saw a lot of pretty countryside.
Sure did, and some that weren't so pretty.
Yeah, did you went across the desert, didn't you?
We did. Seen all them cactuses, you know. And they places there in Arizona, I think it was the worst looking places. You can see it's up there around the top of this hill, you know, yeah. Canyon, I'd call it. And it maybe be a mile down yonder.
That kind of scary.
And how them things, we went all around the Grand Canyon going out there, and that. Yeah.
My brother drove back from the station in California with the Marines, and he drove home when he was transferred. But he said that they get driving, that they get out there in the desert, and he said the filling stations charge you 50 cents a gallon for the water.
Most of them do charge you half for everything. And out there in that petrified forest, mm-hmm. that's one of the beautifulest things I've ever seen.
I've never seen that. That's one of the things I've got to see someday.
They've got a place there, this is you go out. I'd say it's a piece of a rock. Well, it was wood, but it's rock, man. I'd say it'd take me and you both to reach around it. And it's about that thick. And they honed that off of this machine.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted $1,600 that one piece of rock. That's pretty stuff to lie.
What would you use with a piece of rock that big?
Well, a person could mount it and make a big table, you know, outside.
And hey, yeah, you'd have to shore up your floors to put
sure
it in.
Sure would. I wouldn't want to. Now it's top here.
Sure would. And
it'd be nice if you get it thin.
Yeah, and they'd rubbed it down.
Yeah, they had a machine that grind it down and then polish it. Now, just as slick as any glass here.
Well, now that wood, when it petrifies, it's kind of like marble or something, isn't it? Isn't it kind of a real hard glass?
It is.
Stuff?
Just like rock and more like marble.